Truth News Network.
Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN. Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman, and it's Pelosi power. She's back. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a return trip to the House podium to accept the gavel as the old new Speaker of the House. The 78-year-old California representative is and has been one of the most powerful members of the House. I don't think anyone knows for certain exactly where her power comes from, other than she is extremely persuasive, is historically the best political campaign contributions fundraiser, and smoother and more effective at garnering and using Washington political might and power than most others in Congress. Some say she knows where all the bodies are buried, and there certainly are many bodies that were victims to D.C. political fallout. She is, if not responsible for, she witnessed most of the burials. So what power does the Speaker of the House have? The Speaker is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives, typically the head of the majority party in the House. The Speaker outranks the majority leader. The salary of the Speaker is also higher than that of the majority and minority leaders. The Speaker rarely presides over regular meetings of the full House, instead delegating the role to another representative. The Speaker does, however, typically preside over special joint sessions of Congress in which the House hosts the Senate. The Speaker of the House serves as the presiding officer, and in this capacity, the Speaker calls meetings of the House to order, administers the oath of office to new members, ensures that order and decorum are maintained on the floor of the House and in the visitor galleries, makes rulings on disputed House procedures and parliamentary issues. As any other representative, the Speaker may take part in debates and vote on legislation, but, traditionally, does so only in exceptional circumstances, such as when his or her vote could decide very important issues, such as resolutions declaring war or the amending of the U.S. Constitution. The Speaker of the House also appoints the chairpersons and members of standing House committees and select and special committees, appoints a majority of members to the important House Rules Committee, exerts power over the legislative process by setting the House legislative calendar, determining when bills and which bills will be debated and voted on. The Speaker often utilizes this power to help fulfill his or her responsibility of making sure bills supported by the majority party are passed by the House. Speaker serves as chair of the majority party's House Steering Committee. Perhaps most clearly indicating the importance of the position, the Speaker of the House stands second only to the Vice President of the United States in the line of presidential succession. Pelosi is the first person to serve a second term as Speaker in the last half century. So her reclaiming the Speaker gavel is a really big deal. And there is a lot at stake and much, much going on. Our commitment to you here at truthnewsnet.org is as this legislative session grows, we will keep you informed at all times of exactly what is happening under the lead of Nancy Pelosi, now again, Speaker of the House. And I promise you, there is a lot that is going to happen. Seven promises were made by Pelosi for congressional action as soon as and if she was returned to the House Speaker position. These are important to think about. I've got them here. One, more investigations of Donald Trump. Two, campaign finance reform. Three, more LGBT protections. Four, legal status for Dreamers with no border wall. Five, a push for new gun laws. Six, changes to Obamacare. And seven, more infrastructure spending. Just keep these seven in the back of your mind while her agenda for the House is being rolled out over the next few weeks. But while we're watching and waiting, let's revisit some things about the stellar past of the Speaker of the House. You know, one thing that happens often in Washington, D.C., is when people leave office or they leave an appointed position, a new administration comes in, often because of all the current noise that develops in that administration or that administrative session or that session of Congress, we have so much on our plate we can't even bother to think about the old stuff. Folks, there is a really large pile of Pelosi stuff. Martha Stewart went to jail. Pelosi continues to walk the streets of Washington after making money on insider information. Congress gives itself a pass on the laws that apply to the rest of us. Newsmax noted these things. First, Pelosi and her husband have participated in at least 8 IPOs, initial public offerings of stock, while having access to information directly relating to the companies involved. Now think about that. You know about a company that's fixing to go public with their stock, and usually when that happens, if it's worth its salt, and most companies that issue IPOs, or at least pretty good and have great upside opportunity, so that stock is snatched up, which means as it's snatched up, the price values of the stock go up, which means people that get on early make a lot of money. One of those came in 2008 from Visa. Yeah, Visa, the credit card company. Just as troublesome piece of legislation that would have hurt credit card companies began making its way through the House. Another one, Pelosi's brother-in-law got a sweetheart deal from the U.S. Department of Energy when taxpayers coughed up more than $700 million to a firm where her brother-in-law is a partner. Then there's Obamacare. Pelosi told Americans, "We have to pass the bill so you can see what's in it." Remember that? Ilva Shapiro with Cato recently said more than 2,000 waivers were given to organizations and companies across the country. Early on in the waiver process, now what that means is you could get special treatment under Obamacare regarding some of the requirements and restrictions if you got a waiver. Early on in that process, however, of a sample of 204 new Obamacare waivers, 38 were for restaurants, nightclubs, and hotels in Pelosi's Northern California district. You think there may have been some preferential treatment there? Many of the remaining waivers went to labor unions and other Democrat-affiliated groups. Then Pelosi, hands down, is an open borders proponent. We know that. She wanted to include everyone, even foreign nationals who had no intention of seeking American citizenship, in Obamacare. She didn't come right out and say it, but if you want to cover anyone who's in the country, we should take you at your word. Democrats in Congress did nothing about border security. They simply didn't address the issue. It's like, if we don't talk about it, it's not really there. Furthermore, if you're an American who wants our borders secured, Pelosi calls you un-American. TruthNewsNet.org published this on November 18th, just a couple of months ago in 2018. A report from the Washington Free Beacon revealed that Pelosi is alleged to have enriched herself and her husband Paul through her efforts to steer taxpayer funds to a San Francisco area light rail project. Pelosi's support for the company caused local real estate prices to go through the roof, such that a large parcel of land owned by high-dollar Democratic donor Mark Banoff's company received a huge profit upon selling it to the Golden State Warriors of the NBA. Now think this through. NBA, just like any professional sports team, when they're getting into the real estate business, which means they're going to build a new arena in the Sacramento area, that means they're going to be out looking for land. And usually landowners, when something like that is coming up, especially when they know the government may be kind of involved in it, they're going to jump all over it. That's exactly what Pelosi put together here. And then, in that same report, it says that liberal billionaire hedge fund manager Tom Steyer, does that name ring a bell? Well, he's best known for funding millions of dollars for national TV ads promoting the impeachment of President Trump. Steyer may also have been further enriched through Pelosi's efforts to provide federal subsidies to the project for the building of the arena for the Golden State Warriors. Then there's Pelosi's ethical lapses on oversight. Remember Representative Charlie Rangel of New York, his tax shenanigans? Despite those, Pelosi left him in charge of the committee that writes tax regulations. He had a place that he owned down in the Caribbean, and he forgot to tell and forgot to file in his tax filings the ownership of that, and the tax implications were just, kind of forgotten about. You or me, we did something like that, we'd go to jail. Rangel kept his committee chair despite not reporting half of his net worth, among other lapses. Rangel wasn't the only shady politician Pelosi tolerated. There's a long list of them. Among those are former Representative Tim Mahoney, Democrat of Florida, the late Representative John Murtha, Democrat of Pennsylvania, now imprisoned Representative William Jefferson from Louisiana. There's a very long list in addition to that. Nancy Pelosi is facing accusations of cronyism after a solar energy project, which her brother-in-law has a stake in, landed a $737 million loan guarantee from the Department of Energy, despite the growing Solyndra scandal. You remember Solyndra, or have we forgotten yet? Well, this one includes a massive loan agreement, raising new concerns about the use of taxpayers' money as vast sums are invested in technology similar to that of Solyndra, which went busted and left us with a $400 million debt to pay as taxpayers. The investment has intensified the debate over the effectiveness of solar energy as a major power source. The Solar Reserve Project is backed by an energy investment fund where the minority leader's brother-in-law, Ronald Pelosi, is second in command. PCG Clean Energy and Technology Fund is listed as one of the investors in the project that has been given the staggering loan, which even dwarfs that given to failed company Solyndra. Other investors include one of the major investors in Solyndra, which was run by one of the directors of Solyndra. See, it's a full circle there. They just find a way to do it the wrong way and just keep on and keep on and keep on. Although the following is not about corruption or legislative evil conducted by Pelosi previously when she was in the House and after she lost her gavel in 2012, these are important to note. As evidenced recently in a number of press conferences, Pelosi clearly seems to be losing it. She has often forgotten her train of thought, stumbled for words or names, slurred her comments, experienced pregnant pauses, etc. You've seen them. You've heard them. Something's not quite right. Well, make a note of this. Last year, a Washington, D.C. pharmacist made a very disturbing revelation. He reported providing Alzheimer's drugs for many members of Congress. In making this revelation, he stated the obvious concern we all should have, quote, they're making the highest laws of the land, and they might not even remember what happened yesterday, end quote. While we don't know if Pelosi is among this pharmacist's customers, at a time our nation is in such turmoil, we simply cannot afford to keep members of Congress in office who are suffering from mental health issues. Not saying Nancy is, but just saying she's 78 years old. We need to be careful. Then there's Pelosi speak. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi had a different position on borders. In 2008, she said this, quote, because we do need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country, we certainly do not want any more coming in. Fast forward to today, she wants open borders. Now, let me summarize today. Many things concerning Speaker Pelosi's past actions supported by American taxpayers concern me. We could spend hours discussing each. But let's summarize it with this statement. Nancy Pelosi, as have many other members of Congress, found ways and probably will continue to find ways now that she is back in the speaker spot. Most times within the law, maybe sometimes skirting the law, enrich herself and her family members, Democrat donors, and others with opportunities discovered or created through her power that came from Congress. Is that statement over the top to you? Well, I don't think it is. The power problem was not invented by Pelosi. It has existed in Washington for many decades. TruthNewsNet.org has provided you example after example of how it used to be money in the old days that politicians went after and figured out ways to enrich themselves. But now they've moved forward. They figured out that with power, they control everything, including money. This quest actually probably began in the early years of Washington, D.C., when legislators discovered the power they had simply from representing voting constituents from their states and their districts. Think about this. They write and pass laws. They determine what taxes to levy against Americans and American corporations. They determine what to pay themselves. They determine all their own personal benefits, office expenses, travel, all those kind of things. They determine them. They determine how much in allowances they are to receive just for being Congress members. They determine on which days they work and which days they do not. Members of Congress, by giving themselves the ultimate power, created the abilities to exert power over people from Washington, and they do it for everybody. Lord Acton, the 19th century British historian, famously made this statement, and you probably don't remember his name, but you'll remember this, quote, "Absolute power corrupts absolutely." Are there examples to which we can point that illustrate this premise of his? Absolutely. Choose any one of the examples we gave earlier. And also in the TruthNewsNet.org story published here November the 18th of 2018, you can see the results of the power that emanates from Congress. You see, everything, yes, everything that does or does not happen in Washington is the product of one and only one thing, power. Government power. What's best for the country? What voters want? What I committed to do or not to do during my campaign mean nothing, absolutely nothing, to anyone inside the Beltway. They don't care about what you and I think. They don't care if we remember their promises. They don't care if we know what the Constitution says that can be done by the government and what cannot be done by the government. They don't care about any of that. All that matters is what the power brokers in Congress and elsewhere in D.C. have placed on the political agenda for members of Congress to do. Is Pelosi caught up in this thirst for ultimate power? I've never heard her admit to that. But when suspicious things happen or suspicious things are said, people should at least stand at attention and watch closely so as to garner the truths or lies being given. There are too many times and too many examples of Pelosi's aberrations of her promises given and statements made to detail here. But there are many. In my opinion, there are only a few things that Pelosi has committed that would occur if she was named Speaker, I'm certain will happen. Those seven that we gave above, six of the seven are listed above, she'll push for. The one missing will be campaign reform. Why not campaign reform? I got to be honest with you. They'll pass some kind of bill in the House called campaign reform or some variation of the name. But it will not be about meaningful campaign reform. Meaningful campaign reform would include term limits. And believe me, no one in the U.S. Congress, no one looks at a calendar and says, gee, I can't wait till I can't come back here to make some more money. What will happen in Congress during this session? Hopefully in the Senate, now with the larger Republican majority, nothing fundamentally structured to further hurt the nation or change the Constitution will be allowed to succeed. Obviously, There are going to be many, many bills that come through the House to get to the president's desk to possibly be signed into law. They must go through the Senate. And if there are negotiations to reconcile between the House and the Senate, all of that has to be completed before it goes to the White House. Hopefully, this Senate will prevent the madness from becoming law. But I'll guarantee you this. The House is going to do everything possible to find a way to get rid of President Trump. And to do that, they must find some way to rid themselves of Vice President Pence, too. Think about that. He would be the replacement for President Trump if President Trump left office before the completion of his term. And Pence is even more conservative than is the president. What they may do to achieve their ultimate goal of regaining total control of the U.S. government is frightening. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But the fact that the left hates Trump for interrupting their united efforts to take the U.S. toward a real totalitarianism system of government, if they want to speak of in the term socialism, it's really not. Socialism means the people really have some power. Totalitarianism means there is no power anywhere but right at the top, and the people at the top determine who at the top has the power. Those people hate him. And I think everyone knows how much they personally disdain the president. It's terrible. Remember, I've said this to you before, and I'll say it here. In making predictions, we can say there's going to be a bunch happen. There's going to be a lot more attempted in the House of Representatives. For all of you, I know most of you, pray. Pray for this president. Pray for the people of America. And pray for Congress. I've also told you this several times. I'll say it again here. Buckle in, folks. Pelosi's in power. And we're in for a heck of a ride. Thank you so much for joining us today at truthnewsnet.org. So glad to be with you every day that we get together. We have a lot to talk about over the next few days. Our investigation division is looking into some stories that will blow your mind. Hopefully, if not tomorrow, the next day, we'll be able to bring one to you that is going to reveal some amazing facts that things have been going on behind the scenes in the Department of Justice under this president that will blow your mind. Well, if I didn't do anything but wet your whistle, you'll be back. And I hope to see you soon. Till then, have a great day. So long, everybody.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.